not, I'm not even saying taking them down, but just trim them up. You know, if you trim them up, let the air get through there, it's going to be a lot healthier for the trees.
Yep.
You're not going to have so many trees to rake in the fall.
Right.
The maintenance is going to be a lot better. Your employees in the courthouse, when they look out, they're not going to just see green. They'll be able to see Main Street Ridgeway.
They can't look out. They're all busy working.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I think that would really be an asset to the community of Ridgeway. When you open that up, that gorgeous-looking courthouse right on Main Street, it would be a big asset to Ridgeway. And I ran across a couple old pictures of the courthouse when the trees weren't there versus when the trees are there. Like night and day. I mean, it's amazing.
Literally.
But I just want to rub that in a little bit.
No, I understand. But I do know there are as passionate as you are, and your point was well articulated, we have probably a balanced group who want the trees to stay. So we're trying to manage them in the way that maybe professional foresters would manage woods, where you do have to weed out, select out, keep a new population coming of different ages and different species. I don't think anyone would want everything clear cut, like you said.
No.
No. And I don't think you're saying
but
that.
Just clean them up a little bit, and I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. You know? Well, we have yearly maintenance on those trees.
Yep.
And
maybe you don't have the right to do it.
And I think that probably, maybe some additional trimming would.
Yeah.
You know,
this is not a backing down from it, but it is a huge cost. A couple thousand dollars to take a tree down, or just to have someone climbing up there and selectively prune. That's a lot of money, and we do address it, and we do budget money, but it's a tough one.
It's also a huge cost if someone walks underneath that and a broken limb falls on them, and then you got liability.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Yep. Yeah. Good point.
But there's a lot of other things that we got to talk about more than the trees, I'm sure. What about the 9/11 Center? You're moving that now up to Montmorency, I understand?
It looks like things are a go with that. I know that the story's been out there quite a bit on the whys and the hows and so on. But the point is, briefly, and I know June and Ron have a lot to say too, but it looks like a win-win situation. We have a 13-year-old building. The former ITAC, it's almost a glove, hand-in-glove fit for what we need to do. A little larger than we needed, but when you break down the square footage cost for what we're paying and what we're going to need to do to it to put it in there. And the other point, it's absolutely needed. We've been in that old house for 20 years, and the original plan was to be in there 1 year. But I've probably talked enough.
No, you're very important when you said that the building itself that they're in, it was built in the 50s, and our dispatchers are actually in the garage. So it's not set up well at all for the 911 center, and this will definitely be a big improvement for it.
What kind of cost are you talking to get up there in Montmorency versus what you have now?
Well, overall maintenance or operation, I'm sure we could get the numbers worked out. It's going to be less because obviously we have to pay for buying the thing and putting everyone in there. But the problem we've had is our energy costs, our utilities at the old house. Believe it or not, the electric alone, I think it was the electric, it's more up there than our whole entire annex for electricity. And it's just
when you say up there, you mean at this house?
At the former, where we are now, correct.
Yeah. Right, here.
Yeah, too.
And I think, you know, we're going into the 21st century. I mean, the communications were, end of life. There's no more parts for this equipment. We're going to be modern. If you just look at what happened here a couple of weeks ago, and the deadly tornadoes in Alabama and Mississippi, and where a 911 center was actually taken out there, and they had set up in a school. We have a mobile 911 center, emergency management service, in event that something like that would happen. But this will give Elk County a real top spot as far as emergency management and communications for all our citizens. And we not only take care of Elk County. We also take care of Cameron County. And now we understand that the state is thinking about regionalizing more of the 911 centers. So it would give Elk County an opportunity to be maybe regional managers for Clearfield and Jefferson. We're set on that high hill up there, and the dollars that we're saving just going there, just the tower alone, that the tower is there, already there. So we're going into the 21st century, Denny.
We have to do that. Even at the church you mentioned, they had 500-watt light bulbs, and I reduced them to 70-watt with 20 times the light.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
And the first month that Father got his gas bill, it was down 65%.
Yeah.
You know? So I understand what you're saying. It might be a little bit of money up front, but in the long run, you're going to save a lot of money for the taxpayers.
Right. This is going to be
And as you're doing that, you're taking more people, less electric, taking more electric off the grid, where we can put more people onto the grid by industry or what have you. So when we reduce the cost of electricity, or reduce the use of it, it's giving somebody else an opportunity to get on that grid. Which these power companies are pretty well limited to how many people they can have on the grid, because they have no more capacity and they got to reduce the grid. And that's why you see a lot of energy programs and going throughout the country, is to get people off the grid so they can give more customers onto the grid.
A real quick point, if I could, just on this before we move on. The important thing to note, this entire project, 50-year life, state-of-the-art, can be done with no additional cost to the taxpayer. This is with revenues we're already bringing in, and the savings are going to be in the efficiency, and, of course, the fact that this is setting us up for a 50-year life, which is a fantastic thing. Our emergency director, the best way he put it was, our facility we're in now that we're going to vacate, it's like putting water continuously into a bucket full of holes. That's our money going into that thing. Now we will put money in for good use, and after 20 years of that 50-year life, even the debt on that will be paid off, which again is going to be paid off anyway without any additional revenues coming in or being taxed on the taxpayer.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because we are not putting it on the backs of our grandkids and our great grandkids.
Right, it'll be paid off in 17 years.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.